Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to walk 100 yards with us today. This weekend is incredibly significant. Not only is it the Atlanta Falcons' home opener, but it's also the 15th anniversary of 9/11. Tell me what you remember about that day.
Well, a lot. And that day was certainly a game changer for so many of us. It's that, the vision of what you saw from in Manhattan and also in D.C. And I was living in California at the time. So that was early on the West Coast. I was my first year in the NFL in San Francisco, but growing up in New Jersey and knowing Manhattan so well, to see something like that kind of attack take place in a city that we know and a country love was just, it rocked you. And there was lots of talk on that day, and being in the NFL, they canceled the games for that weekend. My wife Stacey at the time was back in New York when I was out in California, and just kind of communicating with family members, one who was working in Manhattan at the time, and would people that you knew or friends or family, the connections of what take place, you would learn about that in the weeks later. Hey, so-and-so was there and his body hasn't been found. And those were the things that that totally rock you. So yeah, it was a game changer for sure. Not just, for the towers, but also in D.C. as well.
So for you personally, that day stirs up a lot of emotions. Tell me about the significance of the 15th anniversary of that date.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been 15 years when you look back on it. But the I think just the emotional part, like you just couldn't believe it. It was sadness. And then you think back to, you heard the stories of just unbelievable heroic acts, first responders, policemen who were like running to the problem. And so there's the sad, stories of families that were affected and all the different things that went through it. So I think the first part was sadness or disbelief, like, okay, now what are we gonna do, And then from there, then it kind of had this groundswell of support for the country and united when we were, under attack. So you had a recognition of like, hey, this is a strong country. And yeah, we were under attack, but at the same time, like, we're going to battle back. And you knew that was going to happen, too.
Absolutely. Week two, the NFL decided to cancel NFL games.
Yep.
And that was a big deal. But when they did come back, we saw this country come together in such a unique and special way. Talk to me about that moment.
Yeah, and so it was canceled for that week, which was, I think, it was very clear that took place, very quickly in the week after the math of what happened. And then after that, the coming back, you had a real sense of your role in the NFL and having, like, the football is a big part of, of our culture and what we do. So, like, having a chance to be a part of that was so special. And we were actually the team that had the first game, I believe, in New York after 9/11, a Monday night game against the Jets. And you want to talk about just, like, the feeling of, I'm going to say Patriot, but, like, just a connection of people. It was difficult to see, but at the same time, like, being a part of the game, like, okay, this is a healing process and we're going to be a small part of that, was rewarding for sure.
So for this Sunday, we're actually going to be honoring military members and servicemen and women and first responders. Talk to me about why that's so important.
Well, for a lot of reasons. 15 years ago, first responders were the ones that were like, were called into action when things were going at their worst. And so many men and women who, some who lost their lives, like totally were acting on behalf of others, like in the biggest way. So for a chance for us to recognize and like show our gratitude to all the first responders around our country that do like an unbelievable job day in, day out, for sure that's our gratitude to them. And then to have the soldiers there, that's always a special time for me. I've got such a big place in my heart for all the men and women, both here and abroad, that protect us, serve our country, do so much for us. So it's a chance for us as a city and the NFL to show our gratitude for the first responders, and then for us specifically having the soldiers here. I guess it just makes it extra special knowing, like, man, we have so much respect for what you do, and we can't wait to have you be a part of this game.
Mm-hmm. It's incredibly powerful also that we've got some of the family members from victims that were lost on that day. That's an important piece as well.
Sure, and for us, that's one that, it's our respect, and we're glad to have you here. It was 15 years ago, and we know you're still hurting, and but we're glad you're here to celebrate this day with us, and that's why it's such a special day for the league, overall, and like, how cool is it that we get to have a big part in that, to show that appreciation and respect and gratitude.
Awesome. Well, Coach, we thank you for taking the time to walk with us today.
Thanks, guys.